Good evening, everybody. This is the Brothers Podcast. I'm your host, Mo.
So my mic was muted.
Your mic was muted. I forget something.
Yeah, my mic was muted, and I was doing such a good job with.
And now your mic is acting up. Beat your mic.
Is that better?
Yes. Because I was going to say, take it outside and shoot it.
Oh, no, I'm going to do that just yet. Oh, I see what it was. I got to get a new cord. Yeah, I bent the cord. Are we good? Are we clear?
You clear.
We better?
You better.
All right. I'm good.
All right. This is Blog Talk Radio's edition of the Brothers Podcast. I am your host, Maurice. Mo calling from the Charm City, Baltimore, in the beautiful city of Baltimore, Maryland. We invite you every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. for our in-depth topics and our wonderful, wonderful topics. And, oh, my goodness, my brain is on a blank. Hot topic.
Let me tell you what Blog Talk not going to do. What Blog Talk not going to do is decide that it wants to disconnect me while I was talking about this cheap mic. Well, it wasn't cheap because this mic was high as heck from Best Buy. But what Blog Talk not going to do is this. I hope y'all listening Blog Talk Radio, because I'm going to start asking for discounts when my show get disconnected by your calling system.
I wonder what happened.
I literally just said, your show has been your call has been disconnected. To recall, hang out, sign out, and sign back in.
Oh, that's up.
Now, we can't be having this foolishness and debauchery.
Not at all.
Not at all. Anywho, welcome to the show, everybody. It's your boy Dre, your boy Mar. I know he did the introduction, but I was already in the middle of doing the introduction, and I thought it was kind of hot because you got your boy Dre. And yes, I'm from the first state, the state where all your money is controlled, and Mar is from Baltimore, where you got to be more careful because you get to hang with the wretched. You all the way down
the
in Baltimore. But before you
can, and don't forget,
you got to stop and have
donuts.
In Delaware. And then you can go have big fun with the wretched.
With
in
the wretched.
Baltimore.
And for those of you like, what in the world? We grew up in the era of the Cosby Show.
Yes.
So the episode that we are referencing is when Vanessa decides to sneak to Baltimore to see the wretched, and she lies to her parents. You have to see the episode, and Claire rings her out to dry. When I say Claire rings Vanessa out to dry, she said, they think it's Vanessa was burning up in the house, honey. No, Vanessa was in Baltimore.
You have taken me from a fit of fear and something, and now that I know that you're okay, rage.
That was good TV.
Man.
That was some good TV.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And taking your parents from fear to a complete rage.
Woo. And all in one day. I wonder how many people out there have actually done that. We need to do a show on parent stories where we get people to actually call and tell us, like, what is the worst thing you've done and how did your parents react?
That'd be a great show. I'm all for that.
I think that would be a good show. We got to get some people that's not scared to call in and tell us really how their parents
react. I don't have any, unfortunately. Okay. I don't have any. Sorry, y'all.
You know, you and you.
I was a fairly good child. But I don't have any stories for y'all, okay?
He's one of those kids that broke loose once he got to college. Don't let him fool y'all.
I did not break loose once I got to college.
Maurice is on the Freaknik documentary when it comes out on Hulu.
I had never been to... So, actually, my first time ever in Atlanta was in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first time in Atlanta. And then by that time, Freaknik did not exist anymore.
You ain't never lying, because I could not wait to get to Miami just because it wasn't that far of a flight from Miami to Atlanta to go. I just knew we were going to Freaknik. There was two places I wanted to visit. I wanted to visit Freaknik and I wanted to visit Hedonism.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hedonism. Where was that?
Hedonism is in Jamaica. That's the all nude party in Jamaica.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, the island's nude, the hotel's nude, everybody walking around.
Does that still exist?
Hedonism actually does still exist. The event does not exist, but there is a hedonism like hotel per se. That's in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a whole event. Okay, got it.
It was a whole event. Yes. Yeah, it was a festival of porn, literally.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta look it up. I promise you, it might blow your mind. But yeah, so I mean, it's a lot that's been going on. Jerry Springer's will was read. Well, video was showed by his lawyer. A video that he recorded prior to death. The lawyer said it was actually about 2 weeks before he passed away. He recorded the video, and surprisingly, on the video, Jerry has black children that he left some coins and houses to.
My Lord.
Yeah. It was during a time, I guess, it was right after his one of his daughters was born, and him and his wife had a little time where they just weren't seeing eye to eye, and she actually had Can I tell you I'm getting a little bit pissed off now? I feel like cancel culture is trying me right now. maybe I pushed them a little bit too much. But yeah, it was a time where I guess him and his wife was not seeing eye to eye, and he went down south and met this lady from down south who he fell in love with, who happened to be black, and they did what they did. And from that, two children came. And then by the time he linked back up with his wife, she had made him promise not to have no relationships with his children or the other lady. And so his way of apologizing, I guess, was, hey, I'm going to leave y'all with cake and houses down south and all of my and some money. And I know if his wife could really be pissed off, this would have been a day. So his two girls found out about their siblings literally on today when they were trying to figure out who these black young people were on this reading of the will Zoom call by Jerry's lawyer.
So from what I'm seeing, that wasn't actually true. Actually, yep. that was a that the video that we're seeing was from a play that Jerry Springer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so apparently it was a joke.
Oh, Jerry.
No. It's actually from a virtual play from 2020. So it's not real. Jerry Springer did not have biracial children.
The internet won up on that one. I got to do more backgrounds. Well, how about this one? Congrats to Kiara Sheard and her husband, Jordan, who announced that they are expecting a baby. I kind of seen it coming. But, get it, Kiki?
Oh. Actually, it's funny because was it 2 months ago where Prophet Todd Hall prophesied that he and Kiki would be having a baby. And this is awesome news because I think that they have been trying for a very long time to have a child. And I think she had miscarried or she was having issues either. I think at one point.
Okay.
So yeah. So I'm very excited for Kiki and her husband. Congratulations.
I love it.
Congratulations.
I didn't know they were doing all that. I kind of caught on that it was coming when she was on the Terrell show because the R&B songs that Kiki liked, they all dealt with making sure your man was good. So I ain't mad at you, Kiki girl. Get it while you get it, when you get it, how you get it. I'm not mad at all. Hip-hop artist Lil Wayne ended his concert early. Quote, and I quote, "We ain't about to be bending over backwards for these folk." The crowd was not participating for his new artist, and Weezy wasn't feeling it. So the concert. I'm not mad with Wayne, and I'm gonna tell you why I'm not mad with Weezy about that, because you know, they do take a lot of time to get ready and prepare for shows. And we do spend a lot of money to go to these shows. But I don't understand, and I say this a lot when I go to concerts, why do people go to concerts and not participate in the show? Like, you know, it ain't much you're doing. Clap, dance, cheer, sing along, rap along. You know, do whatever you do, but you're going to have a good time. And a lot of people go to shows nowadays and look like somebody shot their puppy.
Right. Or they pull their phone out and record almost a whole concert. So I'm kind of, I get it. I get why Lil Wayne did what he did. Most likely fans will have their phones out recording, so I get it. But so sad, so sad. People, we got to do better in this 21st century world.
Absolutely. Bad Girl Rolly is taking fans on a journey with her as she has her weight loss surgery done. Rolly is the real heavy one that I actually liked. Gotcha. Yeah, she's having it's according to the Shade Room, but she's having everything pulled in pretty much.
she's having stuff cut and pulled.
Yeah, what I don't get is, you know, here's my only concern. Okay, hers is for health reasons, so I understand, and I'm not going to be upset about that. What I don't like is the ones who come out and they talk about how, you know, big girls should love themselves and big girls this and big girls this and big girls this. And then the next time you see them, they go from a size like 18 to a size 8. Those are the ones I got a problem with. And then they're better than a lot of people once they get to that natural size. I'm not going to call no name. One of them is a comedian that looked like an angel mama now. But,
really?
you know, before before your issue, you was hot. Now you look like Mary McLeod Bethune.
Shut up. Not Mary McLeod Bethune.
I just don't like, that part I don't like. Jamie Foxx has been out of the hospital and he is rehabilitating. He is definitely at one of the best physical rehab centers in the country, from what I understand, and things are going well, including a new show deal with his daughter.
Yes, fans have been in an uproar because a lot of reports are saying, fans were saying that Jamie was basically on his deathbed. He wasn't doing too well, so... But those reports have since changed, and it looks like he's on the mend to be in a better place. So we definitely keep praying for him. Whatever his medical – now, from what I've read, that Jamie Foxx is extremely, extremely secretive about his life. He doesn't share a lot about himself on social media but in interviews. So he is very – he's very secretive, so we definitely want to keep praying for him because we don't know what the medical emergency will have to happen. He will not say. He won't give any information. So that's where we are. But we're glad that he's on the mend and getting the help and in the place that he needs help. So we're grateful for that. That we're not burying Jamie Foxx.
I love it. At 81 years old, Martha Stewart becomes the oldest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model.
And she looks good. It was very tastefully done. She looks wonderful. First of all, I didn't know Martha Stewart was 81 years old. I thought she was in her 60s. I'm going to say that. I knew she was older, but I thought she was in her 60s. Had no idea the woman was 81 years old.
I like the fact that it's not tasteless. It's very tasteful,
yeah.
Which is almost unheard of for Sports Illustrated. But this is a very, very beautiful shoot with Martha Stewart. I'm very, very surprised that she still has many young features at 81. I say go Martha. She looks like she's getting ready to star in Sex and the City. from some of these pictures, it looks like she's about to be the star of Sex and the City. But I like it. I like the look, Martha. Apparently, smoking with Snoop has gotten you
cooking and smoking with Snoop.
Yeah.
Again,
got you a little on your wild side, Martha. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. Speaking of mad, many public colleges and universities in the state of Florida is pissed off with Governor Ron DeSantis, who signed a bill to defund diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public colleges and universities.
What is wrong with this governor? Like, DeSantis, sit down and shut up. You're doing too much.
Absolutely. It says it will also limit discussion on race within the classroom. Ron DeSantis said if you look at the way this has actually been implemented across the country, DEI is better viewed as standing for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination, and that has no place in our public institutions. The bill says the whole experiment with DEI is coming to an end in the state of Florida. And under this new law, public colleges will not be able to spend federal or state money on DEI efforts. It also prevents the colleges from offering courses that distort significant historical events, teach quote-unquote identity politics or oppression, or are based on theories that systematic racism, sexism, oppression, or privilege are inherent in the institutions of the United States and were created to maintain social, political, or economic inequities.
What is wrong with him? He wants to be Donald Trump so bad. He wants to be in the shadow of Donald Trump so bad. It's ridiculous. He is a joke as a governor. As a governor.
I'm finding this to be hilarious. I'm not really shocked, but I am shocked that they're allowing it.
Yes, and that tells you that the state House and Senate must be a majority Republican.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's really been hard this year. For colleges and universities. He has come
drag
for
shows.
Public schools. He has come against drag shows. He's beat up on Disney. I guess to him that's a drag show. It's a lot that I really just find to be very very disrespectful.
It's odd, and it is very, but it's extremely odd and just doesn't make sense. Like, it really does not.
Yeah, I think we need to do better with who we put in office. And I think if nothing else has shown the way America has gone downhill in politics, this pandemic and right before the pandemic, everything leading up to the pandemic has shown that America, when it comes to politics, has almost went to hell in a handbasket. I'm not knocking the job that our president is doing, but the orange character in the 45 suit and his crew, absolutely no apologetics, no remorse, no anything. And, you know, there has never been a time in history where our state, our country has been disrespected as much as it has been since the orange character in the number 45 suit has left the building or got put out the building than it has in the recent years. Even now with you know, pretty much Confederates marching on the Capitol and not one arrested, yet there were 17 arrested within the first 30 minutes of the BLM meeting, gathering on the Capitol.
Wow. But you had a whole group of people storm the Capitol.
And not one got shot.
Nope.
That's where I'm at with it. Not one. Let me have the president and you stormed the Capitol. I would have shot every last one of them. Sure would have.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
As they're walking in, ready, aim, fire. Not sure if you've seen this new video, but there's a security guard who fatally shot a shoplifter at Walgreens, at a Walgreens store in San Francisco. And it was all captured on the surveillance camera. And the DA declined to bring charges against him. It was on April 27th,
wow,
which said it was self-defense. But if you look at the video, so the young man, of course, was trying to steal. The guard started was blocking him from exiting the store. Then the guard went after him, repeatedly punching the man and placing him in a chokehold. At one point, he lifted the guy off his feet. He threw the guy on the floor and then got on top of him. And then finally, he left him up, telling him to grab the bag or prompting him to grab the bag and start for the exit. At the door, the young man whirls around and appears to make a move at the guard, who then pulls a gun and opens fire, killing the young man.
Wow.
He told the cops that he heard Brown to give back the stolen goods, but Brown refused. It became aggressive. He also told the police that the young man threatened to stab him, although it was later determined that he did not have a knife. He said he ultimately shot Brown after he thought, upon turning around to exit, that the young man was going to take a run at him. the DA believed what he said and did not charge him because she felt like it was self-defense, and then she released the security footage.
Wow.
I personally believe, according to what they're saying, police reports and witness accounts was all released along with the footage. And that was to prove that she made the direct, she made the correct decision. I believe that this was murder one. I believe that there, first of all, it's Walgreens. And he's not selling drugs, he's still in merchandise. Like, can we just be honored? Like, you killed somebody over what? Gum and lotion? You know, and I really feel like this is going to begin to now say to other security guards, hey, it's okay to kill people. Just say it was self-defense and make them come after you. The
right.
Video was very graphic. I did watch the video at work because it was brought to my attention by one of my students who felt it was very inappropriate for the person to, for the young man to lose his life. And yep, I have to agree with my student. It was absolutely inappropriate for this young man to lose his life. I think we took our job a little bit too seriously. I believe that, you know, after you choked, after he put him in the chokehold and then slammed him to the ground, that should have been enough. It was apparent that he could beat the guy up because the guy didn't even get in a hit the whole time he was getting beat up by the guard. So why did you have to shoot him?
Exactly. This is getting out of control. This is getting out of control and crazy.
I'm just like, absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Jimmy Allen's ice cream collab has been pulled from the company's website after sexual abuse and rape claims. This young man.
What is going on with Jimmy Allen? Like, what the world is? This is crazy.
So apparently, you know, his business manager used to give up the cookies. She wanted to move forward. He didn't want to move forward. You know, it was just consensual sex to him. She never resisted him. And now, and as soon as he blew up, she pulled a fast one and said he raped her, and then got lawyers involved because he wouldn't give up money, according to him. He would not give up money to her because apparently when she first texted him and called him and sent him different messages, it was, you know, it's going to cost you this much for me to shut up. When he said no, because, you know, it was all consensual, she went and got lawyers, and this is the outcome of that.
So he's saying that she sent him text messages?
He said that he has turned over to his lawyer proof that shows that what they had was consensual, and that she's bitter because he don't want to throw no money her way.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. It just gets interesting. This is going to be interesting. Extremely
it definitely is, because my issue is, and I'm very big on this, and I really, I've said it to a number of people, even here in the state of Delaware, which is where Jimmy Allen is from. Of course, he's from Slower Lower, but I've said it to a number of people. What bothers me is, A, he has not been proven guilty. B, you know, no one is taken into consideration with any of these allegations, not even with just him, but with every star, especially when they're a black celebrity. no one is taking into consideration that once you ruin a person's career, that is done. Like, there is nobody that is a, you know, that it's going to be so hard for him to get back to the place where he was at. And, you know, not even just him, but him, the guy from Creed.
Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors, you know, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, it don't matter. None of them are going to be able to get back to where they were in this, and be looked at by the people, the fans, the way they were looked at before these issues hit. Now, R. Kelly, of course, has been charged, you know, but, you know, this young man is just getting off the ground. And so I feel for him. I really feel for him.
It's just crazy. I hope that he can be exonerated and everything. But again, like you said, things will not go back to normal.
Yeah. Absolutely not. And the bad part is because it can come out that this chick was absolutely 1,000% lying, and he would still be the bad guy in society's eyes. So I really do feel some type of way. Just on the basis of the foolishness. I just think it's a bit much. It's a bit much. So Elvis's ex-wife and granddaughter are seeking to keep an agreement to end the battle over the estate with this dispute they have over the trust, family trust.
And they both made a despair. Apparently it was causing a rift between them, and so now everyone is on the same page and happy because it left her oldest, Lisa Marie's oldest daughter in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So it was some of Priscilla, I guess she must have stayed clean to the to Lisa Marie's estate that she felt like she needed to be the executor. And so she was fighting to be the executor instead of having her granddaughter be the executor. But the judge settled and felt what was best for the family. So it looks like everything's been clear. But we shall see how everything turns out.
Absolutely. Well, that is all the hot topics that I have. It has been an interesting week.
Your office has been a week.
It's
been an interesting week. Right.
That's the crazy part. It's been a week, but we are just getting started. Look at Chaz. Ooh, he is chunky now.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at pictures of the school I used to work for. And I know that's who that is, but God, because it's the same person who never pays attention to what's going on. Everybody looking at the camera but him. And I get to see some of my babies that was in my class. It's hilarious at how these kids have grown up. My kindergartners, they're fourth graders now. And it is absolutely hilarious. They are all they have all choked up on me. I got to pop up at the school to see my babies. because they have chunked up. Oh, my God. What are they feeding these kids?
Don't be talking about them babies. Because by the time they get to high school, they would have lost all that baby fat.
That's the problem. They didn't have none until now. My babies were skinny in kindergarten. I don't know what's going on in fourth grade. I'm having a baby. A special birthday shout out, 55th. Happy 55th birthday to Ralph Tresvant of New Edition, who's celebrating his birthday, I want to say on today. Yep, on today. Big shout out to Ralph Tresvant, lead singer for New Edition. One of the lead singers.
Why does it hurt so bad? Why does he stay on my mind? Oh.
Wow. Wow. That's how you felt?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm going to find this other song in 20 seconds, but go ahead and keep talking.
Candy girl.
He had a solo album.
If he is love. Oh, his solo album. You need a man with
sensitivity. Amazing.
You need the one who's there like a gentleman. If anyone can pick up the switch and baby.
I can't.
Yo, Ralph T was hilarious. He was hilarious growing up to me. That was the least thing you expected him to do was break out in a rap in the middle of a song, but yeah, that was the cut back in the day. I ain't mad. You need a man with
sensitivity,
yes, a man like me. Oh, man. So, on today, we definitely have another hot show, and we do invite you guys, and if anyone would like to jump on board with this discussion, you can feel free to give us a call, 319-527-6083, 319-527-6083 is the call-in number, 319-527-6083, and if you're listening live or on Blog Talk, it's also pointed up in one of your corners there. Where it says guest calling, we definitely will receive your call. But today we really wanted to just talk to everyone about the power of loving ourselves, self-love, self-motivation, self-encouragement, self-esteem. The show, I thought about doing this show because I was going through my timeline and as I was going through the timeline on my page, it really bothered me at how many people do not esteem themselves. Like it began to really bother me at the number of grown people who really relies every day on how somebody else feels about them, what somebody else thinks about them, what somebody else receives concerning them. And it took me back to my middle school and high school years where I was very concerned if I didn't have a certain number of friends. I was very concerned if I didn't have, you know, the females that I wanted. I was very concerned if I didn't have the type of friends that I wanted. You know, I was very, and I realized I was very picky with friends. I was very picky with people who I talked to, people I dealt with. But I really was like, yo, you know, this is really crazy that people are still going through this in 2023 where, you know, I can't function because this person don't like me, and or I can't function, I can't sleep because this family member won't communicate with me, won't conversate with me. I can't, you know, it hurts to breathe because the person I want to talk to, they don't want to talk to me. And it made me almost ask the question, you know, A, how much time do you invest in you? And then B, when you invest time into yourself, what exactly does that look like for you?
Mm-hmm.
C, you know, I believe this is why a lot of relationships and also a lot of friendships don't work, because people have never taken the time to invest into themselves. It's always, you know, it's like, you know, because I'm not happy, nobody else can be happy. Because I had a bad day, everybody's day is supposed to be bad. Because, you know, my significant other don't do what your significant other does for you, I don't want you around. I don't like your significant other. I don't think that's the right significant other for you. You know, because I, you know, it's my desire to be married, but because no one's proposing to me, I can't celebrate you when you're getting married. You know, I don't like the fact that you can go home and have a peaceful night, but I'm arguing in my relationship. Like, when do we as a people take the time to look at situations that are not working in our favor, assess the situation, and then ask ourselves, is this something that is healthy for me, or is this something that is toxic for me? And then if it is toxic and we walk away, what is wrong with taking time to heal yourself? There have been times where I have left friendships. I was best friends with my best friend for a long time. When I walked away from that friendship because of a lot of things that was done on her behalf, I stayed away from that friendship. Does that mean that if I see her, I can't speak? Oh, no, I'm going to speak and I'm going to keep moving. But, you know, but I know that that friendship is not something that will be that I would even want to take the time to rekindle because of the fact of the damage that was caused from some of the things that were done. But even with relationships, like when I walked away from my last relationship, I stayed single for like 6 years before even thinking of going into another relationship. So, you know, what do we do when we look loving ourselves? Why is loving ourselves so foreign in today's time? Why is motivating yourself so foreign in today's time? So what they don't think you would make a good business owner? So what they don't believe in your dreams? So what they don't buy your candles? So what they don't support you know, what you want to do? Go find people who will. Everything ain't for everybody. And truth be told, it is showing now more in this season, especially through this pandemic. And after this pandemic, it has been shown more in this season, like real rap, everybody cannot go where you are going. Why do you keep trying to drag people along? If you desire to be married and the person you're with don't want to be married, leave that mofo at the door and move forward.
Like, I hate to see people who's been in stuff for a long, 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 long time, and it's like we're not going anywhere. If it's your desire. Because if you stick around, that means you are choosing to tolerate whatever comes along with the foolishness of not, of it being what you don't want it to be to begin with. So truthfully, if you stay, it ain't nobody's fault but your own. But what do you think, bro? Why do you feel like what is the importance in the healthy aspect of loving ourselves and motivating ourselves?
By first of all, starting with boundaries, it's important that you make them, that you make sure that you have boundaries. You start with boundaries with loving yourself, and that means people have to love you the way that you love you first. So if people can love you, so first of all is recognizing, let me go back. First of all, recognizing that you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing not to take anything that comes your way. And that you're not willing to have people just think that they can treat you any kind of way. That's the first thing. Then I'm going to say boundaries. Boundaries are important. Healthy, creating healthy boundaries. And people are not going to always like the fact that you're creating boundaries. People are not going to always like the fact that you are trying to set stuff in order and in place. They're not going to like it. They're not going to understand it because they want to still cross boundaries or they still want to do things to kind of throw you off kilter. So I think that's the first thing, is really appreciating and loving yourself, putting boundaries in place, making sure that you tell people exactly what they can do and cannot do when it comes concerning you. And many of us don't do that because we are afraid of the backlash. And it's okay to understand that though there's backlash, you got to be a healthy person. You got to be a better person mentally. You have to be a better person and do what you have to do for you so that you can be better and you can be happy. So I think those are keys, like making sure that we love ourselves, making sure that we appreciate ourselves, setting boundaries, saying no. There's always no is always healthy.
Yeah.
I just keep having to say no to people concerning finances, because everybody wants my finances, but when it comes to me asking them for theirs, if I need it, they don't got it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If I needed something, then I can't depend on them. So stop asking me for mine when you ain't willing to give yours if I need you. So setting those boundaries. Boundaries are definitely important. And understanding what you will and will not tolerate. What you will and will not tolerate. Let me say that one more time. What you will and will not tolerate. That's important.
Absolutely.
And sticking to your boundaries. Because many of us don't stick. We create boundaries, but we don't stick to them.
Mm-hmm. You think people have a fear of boundaries as far as, like, if I stick to this boundary, then this person is going to and not come back?
Yep. They're afraid to stick to the boundaries. They're afraid to set them because, you know, like you said it earlier, like they're so concerned about what people think about them and what people say about them that they never really truly take into consideration that boundaries are healthy. It's not that they need, it's not that boundaries are to keep people out, but boundaries are healthy and boundaries are important. And so we have to understand that some people are not going to like the fact that you set them. some people are going to be like, well, I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's right. But, yeah, you're going to have to get over it.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things that I've learned that I'm learning is to set boundaries, and sticking to them. I think a lot of times I have created boundaries and didn't stick to them, and so that's why some of the things that I'm experiencing now or have experienced in the past has caused me to have to reevaluate friendships, have caused me to reevaluate myself as an individual. It's not that I didn't love myself, and it's not that I wasn't thinking about myself. It's that I allowed certain boundaries that I had set, I took them and I did away with them, or I felt like, oh, I needed to have these people in my corner, but I never set boundaries with them. So I think once you realize what you're doing and understanding the mistakes you've made, I think it's healthy to set boundaries and not worry so much about.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And not be so concerned about what people think.
Why was it so hard for you to set boundaries, do you think?
I think because I wanted to have people around me. I didn't want to be by myself. I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to, and I created these things where I couldn't say no to people because I didn't want people to be upset with me. But then it always just, when you think about it, is that people get mad at you for stupid stuff. They get mad at you because your pants too short. But they're your pants. They're not their fans. They're not winners. It's their fans. So they get mad at you, and they get upset. So I didn't want people to feel that way. Plus, I overextended myself. When I didn't set those boundaries, I did things, and I overdid it. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes we set boundaries, and then we overextend ourselves, or we don't want to hurt people's feelings because we feel like, oh, I want them in my life, or oh, I don't want to think I'm being extra.
Gotcha. Do you feel like I was always taught, you'll know who your real friends are based upon who receives you for being you. And for me, that has always been a huge deal with me, because it's hard enough to find friends in real life.
Right.
But to have to find friends in real life that you find, especially through our avenues in ministry, because I've realized a lot of friendships in ministry are very, to me, they are very weird. I almost want to say fake, but they're very weird, because I feel like a lot of leaders feel like it's not okay to not be okay with another leader or another person, because we're leaders, you know. And for me, I'm okay with that. Like, you know, everybody ain't going to like me, and I'm okay with that now. Now, before I wasn't, because I just did not understand, you know, what it was that everybody disliked about me, why they don't like me, you know, especially when I don't deal with nobody. I sit back. I don't say much. I don't do much. I was never and it caused me at one point to even get to the point where I ended up going to everybody's service, and I was going to everybody's programs, and every time they called for the offering, I was the first one to jump up because I just wanted to feel like I fit in somewhere. You know? And so then I switched up and I said, you know, now I have to do this for me. And I have to make sure that I took the time, number one, to understand who I was.
Mm-hmm.
That was our biggest thing. I was just like, you know, okay, this ain't going to work the way I really wanted to work. You know, I need for us to be able to, I need for me to be able to be okay with some things. And
right.
In part of being okay with some things, it meant that I had to be okay with understanding that I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to be everybody's choice. I'm not going to be everybody's pick, you know, and I'm not going to like everybody. And once I mastered that, oh, it was all she wrote. You know, because once I was able to open up and I was able to say to myself, this is okay, that I'm my own individual me, and that I am doing what I have to do for me to smile when it's all said and done, I can care less who likes me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I feel like, you know, I don't understand, and that's really why I wanted to have this show tonight, was to really just give people encouragement. It's okay not to like, it's okay to like yourself. I mean, you know what I mean? And to be by yourself and to love yourself. Because when you don't do that, first of all, an unhappy person who doesn't love themselves should never even involve themselves in any type of relationship. Whether it's a friendship or romantic relationship, it don't matter. If you are unhappy with you, your first assignment is to get you together. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that done, you know, then open up the doors to, okay, you know, let me see if I can get a, you know, one real friend. Because I know that, like, when I first started ministry, and I was everybody's best friend. When I first opened my church, I was everybody's best friend. And everybody showed up because they knew that we, you know, they were going to preach and everything was going to be good. And I was getting calls and left and right, you know. And then I look now and I'm just like, okay, I got 1, 2, 3, I'll say maybe 5 people I can actually say has been a true friend since I started ministry that has not left, that has been consistent. And so, you know, when people started disappearing, it really made me ask myself, like, you know, why is people just, like, disappearing out of the blue? And then I watch how people call. Do they call you just to say, hey, how's your day going? Or do they call you when they need something? And I was okay with me not showing up to their events. Because at the end of the day, I was like, you know, hell, when's the last time you showed up to one of mine?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where I ended up getting that, you know, with life, period. But it's like, I'd rather be healed than to be smiling and unhappy. That's crazy. So I'd rather be sad or brokenhearted but healed than for me to be smiling in everybody's face, but broken.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the hardest thing for you when it relates to, like, your own self-love and self-encouragement?
I think one of the hardest things is to, when it comes to that, I think one of the hardest things is to understand that I am valued. I think, I really thank God that I don't, one of the, now this was a few months, maybe again, maybe a few months ago. That's where I was. I'm not at that place anymore because I have a mentor that has really poured into me and really made me see the value of myself. I think that was one of the hardest things ever, was see that I am valued and that I am important, because I didn't always see that. I think what you said is very is key, is that ministry did that for me, but I had already had those issues before ministry, and I never addressed them. I never addressed them. I never addressed the fact that I had an issue outside of church, and then becoming a pastor, becoming ministry in ministry really didn't help. And I'm not saying this to discourage anyone, but I'm just thinking from my own point of view, is that once I was in ministry, then it was like, okay, this is gonna feel good. But once I started realizing that these were issues I already had and that I needed to address those issues, but ministry helped me see that I needed to do that. So I think one of the things is putting value in myself, putting value in who I am as an individual, and looking at, because even there are still some moments that, you know, like when my students tell me how much they appreciate me and give me flowers, and like last week, the Teacher Appreciation Week, and my students gave me flowers, and my students told me how much they cared about me and said I was, they gave me, actually, and I got to take a picture of that. They said I was the best drama teacher ever. Like, it's kind of still new to me to accept these things and understand how much I am valued, how much I'm appreciated, and how much I am loved. So I think that has been one of the hardest things, is that value, is seeing it within myself. And accepting it.
That part.
Because I think that's the territory that we face, is that we hear these things, but we don't accept these things because we look at ourselves in a whole nother light. And what I see and what people see is two different things, but I do appreciate what has been given to me and what has been laid in my lap. So I take value in that, and I'm appreciative of everything that I've been hearing, and it helps build me up. And see, the thing is, when people say those kind words, it helps build me up and it helps add to me. Like I said, you know, at first I didn't always see it that way, but it's been helping add to me and add.
Do you feel like sometimes you're too hard on yourself?
Yeah. I feel like I'm too hard on myself. I also feel like I'm not hard, and then sometimes I feel like I'm too hard, and then in some areas I feel like I'm not hard enough. So there are some areas I'm too hard on myself, and then in some areas I'm not hard enough.
Gotcha.
Which I think causes imbalance.
Understandable. Definitely understandable. I was hoping like some folk called in today.
Somebody was on, but they didn't.
That was Minister White was on earlier. I don't know if he was just listening in or if he was trying to actually jump on the show to have a whole conversation with us. I think he was just listening in for real. But we definitely encourage you guys to call in 319-527-6083. Tonight's topic, I Matter Too. To me, I think a lot of people are in today's time to raise that it is your duty to make others happy before yourself. And I really want to break that stigma. One of the things I 1000% do not like is the mantra, family over everything. And I'm going to tell you why. I believe when we say that to our children, it puts a taste in their mouth that no matter what you do to me, I'm supposed to just be okay with it because we're family. No matter what you say.
And unfortunately, that's not healthy because we know at times family can be the worst. Can do the most harm, and this is why people have so much trauma, because family hurt them, and that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And that's my fear, because that's like saying, you know, if I don't like this person, you don't like this person. If I don't deal with this person, you don't deal with this person.
I don't agree with any of that ideology. I think it's very dangerous when you don't. It's like you said, like when you say, "Oh, we don't fool with this person because they're like this."
Mm-hmm.
I can't have an opinion. I can't have my own opinion about the person.
Right.
And we do that. We do that with friends.
Yeah.
We are in friend groups that don't like. Alienate that person and make them feel like trash. You know what I'm saying? Because it's crazy.
Yeah, it's off the hook. Like it really, it boggles me at how many people are like, you know, oh, I wouldn't fool with that person because, and then what gets me is it's followed up with because this is what I heard. Or it's, I don't deal with that person because of this. And the reason you don't deal with somebody is because of something they did to a whole nother person.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know, well that's my crew. That's my friend. So because it happened to my friend, I don't want to deal with this person either. Like, you know, and what was crazy about it is what happens if the person you don't deal with one day has to become the person who saves your life? Then what do you do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's say you just happen to be walking down the street and you start choking on something. And the only person on the street is the one person you don't like. And that person has to give you the Heimlich maneuver, or that person has to do whatever they have to do to make sure you're still breathing. You know, how do you explain to the people who have influenced your thinking pattern that the person who saved you, that you have to be indebted to, is the person you don't like because of them, you know? Or even what happens if you miss a blessing because somebody don't like your person? Like, even with a couple of people that I've talked to, and I've had, you know, people who would say to me, you know, I just don't like this person because of X, Y, Z. And I'm sitting here like, so you expect me to not talk to somebody because you don't like them?
Right.
Like, this ain't your relationship.
Or I don't like somebody because I had one incident with them and I just don't like them. If I don't like someone, I'm not going to tell anyone else not to like them. That's not my space. I didn't have a great experience with them, so my experience is my experience. You might have a great experience with that person, but it's not my place to tell you, oh, you can't like them because they did this to me and they were this. No, that's not my place. I need you to just have your own experience with them. So that you can see, and if things work, then things work. I don't have to fool with them. But if you choose to fool with them, that is your choice. And so many times, people, that happens. We get into this place where we don't like people, or people don't like us, or people are hurt things. Like you said, people hear things about someone. And they make judgments based on what they've heard, and they truly have never experienced that person for themselves. And I never liked that. never. It bothers me when friend groups or people don't like each other because their friends don't like them.
Absolutely.
Like,
I
how dare you tell me I can't like somebody because you don't like them. I'm not borrowing your feelings, honey. You keep your feelings.
That part. Yeah. That part. Like, I really want to get to a time where people feel like they can be their own person genuinely. I always say, you know, be authentically, be unapologetically or and authentically yourself, and really begin to receive life for what it needs to be received for. Like, especially, you know, especially when it comes to getting through life. I feel like, you know, we rely too much on other people's feelings. You know, that it stops us from growing. It stops us from becoming who we were designed to be, because all we're worried about is what other people feel, how other people think, what other people might say, you know, what people may or may not do. Oh, I've been friends with them for 10 years, so I didn't want to lose my friendship, so I ended my relationship. Really, dog? And when people come to me with stuff like that, the first question I usually ask them is, so who does your friend date?
Mm-mm.
And the answer I really hate with that is, well, right now, they're choosing not to. So let me get this straight. You get advice from somebody who ain't even got a dude, ain't even got a spouse, ain't got a significant other, about what you should do with your relationship? You know, you getting advice from somebody who ain't even got no friends. They sit at home with their cats about what you should do concerning your friendship. Nah, dog. Miss me with that. Or you getting advice from somebody who ain't got a job about where you should be working at. Where they do that at?
Right.
Especially when the place you should be working or the place you could be working is paying you more than what you've ever made. And while money isn't everything, you won't mess around and miss something with full-time benefits. You know, because someone said they feel it don't fit you. Where they do that at? So, in other words, to our listeners tonight, what we really want to just really try to convey is don't miss your happiness worrying about everybody else. Love yourself. And you know, it was a preacher that preached for Bishop Jakes a couple weeks ago, I believe it was now. And he said, he says to himself every day from the first to the fourth, I will not be in debt after my bills are paid. You know, sometimes little affirmations will help you go a long way. There's a list of affirmations that I repeat to myself during my entire drive to school. Every morning while I'm on my way to work, there are affirmations I repeat over and over in my head until I actually arrive at my job. And then I walk in my office and I say, you know, I repeat different affirmations once I get to my office just to keep myself in tune with myself so I don't lose me. And these are the things that I encourage you to do, especially people that are listening right now that are depressed. You know, I would love to hear, well, why some folk are depressed right now and why some folk are not where they think they should be. And see if what they think is the reason or the cause of their depression. Because at the end of the day, I promise you, many of us are looking at things way too deep. And some of us need to get rid of toxic people from our lives. We cannot be everybody's friend.
Right.
You know, I don't like when we talk about people and or you know, if I'm talking to someone about a situation and the comment that comes out becomes like, oh yeah, like me, huh? Like, you know, if that's how you view yourself, then hey, that's how you view yourself. But at the end of the day, you know, I really want you to understand, like, these are people, this is probably people I just can't deal with.
Right.
Because we don't have to be like this. We choose to be like this. Like, we don't have to be unhappy and depressed. We choose to be unhappy and depressed. And a lot of it isn't even because of something that's legitimate. You know, or I just don't like the fact that nobody ever wants to help me. Help yourself.
That's good.
You know,
help yourself.
I try
yourself
to do everything
to help
for everybody. Yeah, but in the midst of you doing everything for everybody, you know, you might be just taking people to the stove. But you're not asking people to take you to the stove. You asking folks to take you to the stove, to pay for everything, to go broke for you, to do this, to do that. You know, sometimes you gotta help yourself. In 30 years, if God has never, in 30 years, if you have never, ever, never, ever, never got help from your significant other, it's not going to start today. Help yourself. If all you've ever, if you notice that you've had 7 vehicles and ain't none of them run correctly, it ain't the cars, boo-boo. So you have to ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I accepting? What am I allowing? And then make the necessary corrections. And stop making excuses for being who you are. Like, sometimes we got to own up to some stuff. Like, for me, I'm a little bit educationally sarcastic. Maurice calls it shady. I personally don't feel like I'm shady, but I am educationally sarcastic. You know, it is what it is.
Okay.
I'm a little blunt. Okay, I'm a lot blunt. You know, if it smells like beef and it looks like beef, I'm not going to call it chicken. But what I'm also not going to do is allow you to force feed me something that I know I won't be able to digest.
Right.
You know, so I'm not going to go along to get along. I'm absolutely, positively, 1,000% sure that this mouth is disrespectful at times. But it's not done in a way where I'm hurting someone. I am very aware of how to say things with seasoning. But some folk need to be told some things. And that's just in my humble opinion. So I encourage y'all to really go back to the drawing board and ask yourself, what do I need to do to be the person I would like to see myself as? And do it.
And actually do it.
Like, do it. Go after it. 1,000% go after it. And when you go after it, don't look back. Like, dang it, give it your best foot. If it works out, to God be the glory. If it don't work out, to God be the glory anyhow.
Right.
If it happened, it was meant to happen. If it doesn't happen, it wasn't meant to happen. Be okay with your life. So that's all I got.
That's all I got as well. Be happy, love yourself, appreciate yourself, and don't let anyone tell you you can't. And watch those borrowed feelings. Watch those friends who always have borrowed feelings. Always. Watch those friends. They always have borrowed feelings. Something ain't right.
In the words of Jerry Springer, until next time, love yourself and each other. And those are facts. We thank you guys for tuning in. As always, we love our listeners. We love to interact with you guys. Leave us your thoughts. We are on Facebook and Instagram at the Brothers Podcast Media. On Instagram at the Brothers Podcast on Facebook. Leave us your thoughts. Leave us your comments. Leave us your feeling. Let me be real about myself and Mar. We can take the heat. We can take honest criticism, you know, because I'm one of them people, if you don't like it, don't tune in. you know, but we can definitely take honest criticism. We really appreciate you guys for tuning in on tonight. On next week, we're going to dig a little deep. We are going to discuss. We're going to actually be joined by a survivor of how are we working next week.
We're going to meet a male who was sexually assaulted. And he's going to share his story of his sexual assault and his overcoming. So we're going to meet a male survivor of sexual assault. How that sound?
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
I didn't know if I wanted to call it sexual assault or rape. You know what I mean? I didn't know how deep or how hard to hit the situation. But men are sexually assaulted and raped also. And it's not heard of as much as women, but this is, next week is going to be a very interesting show. And if there are any men out there who will also like to share their story, hit us up on Instagram or Facebook. Once again, at the Brothers Podcast, you'll see the logo, and you'll see the show information. Just send us a message and say, hey, I want to share my story also, and we'll definitely get you on to the show. If not, you can just call in next week, 319-527-6083, 319-527-6083. And if you're looking for something great to do, I really just want to throw out there real quick that this is Caribbean Heritage Month. Units of Faith will be hosting – I'm sorry, next month is Caribbean Heritage Month. Units of Faith will be hosting her annual Caribbean Heritage Day at the Faith Gallery on June the 2nd. A little shameless plug there. Also, in the month of June, the St. Anthony's Festival, Italian Festival, is returning to the city of Wilmington, as well as the Clifford Brown Jazz Festival, who this year is going to be a banger. I promise you, y'all don't want to miss the Clifford Brown Festival this year. We have some awesome headliners coming to the city of Wilmington. So I want you guys to definitely jump into that. And also, Maurice has kicked off his Pimpsy fundraiser. So for those of you who like smell goods in your home, in your office, in your car, in your gym lockers, when you travel, in your bathrooms, if for those who like to clean and want whatever you clean with to last a lot less, a good time when it comes to the smell of what you're cleaning with. For those of you who like to, who have a washing clothes fetish, and want your clothes to smell good, we have it all for you. And if you go to dredaylounge.cincy.us, that's dredaylounge.cencty.us, you will be able to click on the party that says City of Champions fundraiser, I believe is what it says, and all of the proceeds to that will be going to the City of Champions, which is the church that Maurice pastors that is coming
so much
to Baltimore. We want to be a help and not a hindrance. So we definitely invite you guys to definitely jump on that. And then also, you can also jump on, you can also jump on and also set up to host your own Cincy event, either digital or in person. But we want, whatever you do, we want you to be able to enjoy your experience. So by all means, let's be a help one to another. Let's be a blessing one to another, and let us support our brother Maurice on his next journey, which is now opening his ministry in Baltimore. I promise you, your purchases will be appreciated. And
they,
you know, he might pop up at your house just to lay hands. But and you can order from anywhere in the U.S. It does. You don't have to live in Maryland. We ship. It is direct ship to your door. But when you go on,
you
click on the part that says party, and you find the one that says City of Champions, and you make sure you click on the City of Champions fundraiser, and you order your heart's desires. We are right now, our Beauty and the Beast line is selling like crazy. Our Star Wars line is selling like crazy. Our Harry Potter line is almost, I believe, sold out. Our summer fragrances are off the chain.
They have a Harry Potter line.
We have a Harry Potter line. Yes, we have the Hogwarts Castle, I think is how you describe that. So it's a lot. It's a lot that we have. Even our Cincy buddies. We got the owl from Harry Potter is one of our Cincy buddies, which our kids love. You know, there's so much that we have, and you have to go on the site, dredaylounge.cincy.us, and see what we have good for you on the site. So for those who have tuned in on tonight, we thank you so much. Any last words, Maurice?
No, just love yourself and appreciate yourself. I say no, and they don't say that. No, just love yourself, appreciate yourself, and honor yourself.
That's a good one. That's a good one there, yes. Honor yourself. I like that. All right, so until next time, next week, same time, same channel, same Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, I'm Dre. That's Mar.
And
we'll see you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you missed some of the show today, don't forget tomorrow morning, Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio Podcasts will have our show. Just go on your favorite podcast. We search the brothers and the brothers podcast. And when we come up, our shows come up with us. Holla at us.